It really does seem like App State has become this school of giant killers. But usually, that's limited to one sport. We saw Sean Clark's program beat Texas A&M earlier this year, and we know the history of App State football. But Dustin Kearns, the head basketball coach, got that feeling last night when the Mountaineers advanced to 3-0, improved to 3-0, with a win against the Louisville Cardinals at the Yum Center in dramatic fashion. And Dustin Kearns joins us on WSJS back in the Triad right now. How does it feel to get your first of what we hope is many Power Conference scalps in Boone?
Well, Josh, I give our guys great credit because we went into, in what I think is a blue blood, I think anytime you've had multiple national championships in a program, and there's probably 10 of those programs in college basketball, but Louisville is one of those. They've got like 8 Final Fours, 3 national championships, and so to go on the road there against a storied program, with their back against the wall, they were 0-2. Now they were 2 points away from being 2-0, but like their back's against the wall, and for our program to go in and lead for 40 minutes, I thought was very impressive. Once again, that's hard to do, to go in an ACC team and lead for 40 minutes, wire to wire, and I thought that showed a lot about ourselves in the sense of it was a big challenge for Louisville to kind of break their, quote, skid. Their back was against the wall, and for us to go in there and just set the tone and lead wire to wire, I was very impressed with our guys for that.
According to ESPN Stats and Info, Louisville, you mentioned how close they were to being 2-0 or even 3-0. They are the first team since 1980 to lose their first 3 games by 1 point in each of them. And at the end, you talk about 2 points away from being 2-0. They were 2/10 of a second away from being 1-2 and beating your team last night. It was called a bucket on the driving layup at the end, but then overturned clearly on the kid's hands, and you guys win. Take me onto the floor in that moment, Coach Kearns. When did it dawn on you that you guys just won this basketball game?
Well, thank God for instant replay, right? And so I didn't know live. I thought the shot was probably good, right? I knew it was very, very close. It kind of dawned on me when I was watching their coaches watch the monitor and seeing their reaction. And their reaction was not good.
Whose face? Kenny's level. Face? Danny's face? Nolan Smith's face? Whose face did you look at and think, oh, no?
I'm not going to say any names. but I could see their face when they were watching the monitor because it was close to them, and I could see that they knew, right? It was in his hand. So that's when I kind of thought, and then I saw the officials, they bring in another official, and usually it's pretty clear-cut, like, hey, that's out of his hands, that's ball game, right? But when they started bringing the other official in, I was like, okay, well, maybe this thing's not as close. But that was a high-level officiating crew, and I knew at the end of the day, I knew they'd get it right. And they did. The ball was in his hands, and we won the game.
App State head coach Dustin Kearns with us on WSJS. That was App State's first ACC win, or Power Conference win altogether, in 7 years. This is App State's first 3-0 start in 25 years, and this comes a couple of seasons after you snapped a 2-decade-long NCAA tournament drought. What fills you with satisfaction as a coach when you hear those milestones that you continue to hit?
Yeah, I think there's probably pride in our staff and administration, and you know it's a lot of people and administrators, fans. They're a big part of this. They've helped us in recruiting. The support. Our students have been incredible at games. Like, it's just a lot of people have helped move the program forward. You know, like I said, our coaching staff, our players, administration, athletic director Doug Gillen, like a lot of people have moved the program forward. And so, you know, I think it's just a lot of work by a lot of people, and we've got more room for growth, right? In the sense our team can play better, our team can be better. And so, like, we've got to turn the page and move on and enjoy the moment, but now it's time to you know, today at 5 o'clock we get together for film. We're moving on. And extreme pride and proud moment for our program and our former players. You know, once again, we didn't. I'm not going to name any quote. You know, other schools as an example, but this was Louisville is a storied program. Louisville is a high-level basketball tradition, and for us to go in there and on the road and lead for 40 minutes is and win is a big deal, and certainly just proud of our program and our players and our coaching staff and support staff. Once again, a lot of people.
You'll enjoy this. Last night I was at the Smith Center watching North Carolina hold on against Gardner-Webb. And I didn't pay attention to anything that happened in the first half of that game because I was watching you guys. And right when you guys won, a Carolina fan walked behind me, saw the score, and said, I swear this happened, and said, take the stairs. They knew what take the stairs meant, that you guys have created. Yeah, you guys created this mantra. I was explaining to my wife, I don't know if it's related to the Rory Vaden book or not, but it's one of my favorite books, Take the Stairs. I have it in my car, and I just got a new car, and I was moving it into my house, and Sarah Bradford's like, what is this? My wife. And I had to explain to her what Take the Stairs was about. It's a great book, but for those who do not know what Take the Stairs and Rory Vaden is about, why is that the mantra for App State basketball?
Well, that was the origin of the of our mantra. When I became the head coach of Presbyterian in 2017, I had just read that book earlier that spring, and it was just very not only inspiring, but just hit home in a lot of ways. I think in the sense it's a mentality. Nothing's easy, and you can't want it easy. And winning is hard, and so you can't really skip steps. And I know that sounds cliche-ish, but what we try to do is roll our sleeves up and work the old-fashioned way, and that's how you quote take the stairs mentality. And so after Presbyterian, when we came to App State, certainly we brought that with us, and the fan base here is really, you know, taken to it, and our players and everybody. And so that's a pretty cool to hear that, and they're even selling shirts and bumper stickers and things downtown now. And you know, I think that you've got to create an identity. You know, when we came here, 8 straight losing seasons, before you just kind of change that, you've got to change the identity and the perception first. And so sometimes you can do that by just a little, by a mantra that catches on. And it becomes contagious, and it becomes, like you said last night, the guy said it, and so it becomes an identity. And then you've got to go on the court and back it up with a blue-collar style of basketball and toughness and 50-50 plays and taking charges. You know, we took 7 charges last night. 7. Wow. And so that's a take the stairs mentality. And so, you know, obviously we try to have that mantra, but we also try to carry it over to the court, which once again, it's a blue collar, you know, mindset that we don't want it easy, and we're willing to roll our sleeves up and work for it.
Dustin Kearns with us here after the win against Louisville last night, App State's basketball coach. Couple of quick things here. When you win a game like that, how many text messages are on your phone when you get to it?
Well, fortunately, a lot, right? When you lose, you get like one from your wife and maybe your parents, right? But I was in the 300s, 400s.
How many people have you still not? How many people have you not gotten to? How many people have you not responded to yet?
I've responded to all of them.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I responded to all of them, and I'm the type of guy. Obviously, we all have our little pet peeves and stuff. I do not like seeing unread, and so I was able to respond a lot of them on the plane last night.
There you go.
And then on our bus ride back from Charlotte, And I take a lot of pride into getting back to people, and obviously that's a good problem.
Last thing for you. You're from Tennessee, I think specifically Kingsport. I have family that's in Kingsport.
You really?
Oh, yeah. Grandmother, grandparents that went there. Kingsport Mets games used to go there all the time. It's great fun. You're from Tennessee. You went to Clemson. So I got to know, growing up, were you more of an ACC or SEC guy?
you know, growing up, I grew up, you know, 70 miles from Knoxville, and so, you know, really followed Tennessee. So our high school team went to a team camp at Clemson before my senior year. They were recruiting one of my teammates. I'd never been to Clemson, and just went down there and with team camp and just kind of really liked it and wanted to do something different. Everybody kind of went to Tennessee, and then my high school coach knew one of the assistant coaches well and told him wanted to get into coaching, and just kind of it just felt right. And obviously met my wife there and things like that. But probably growing, you know, I think as a basketball guy, you love ACC basketball. You know, as a football guy, you know, I was cheering for Tennessee at the time, and you know, you're an SEC kind of guy. But I wouldn't say I was an allegiance to either one growing up.
Not a bad.
Other than just a fan of the good.
The 90s weren't a bad time to be rooting for Tennessee. Now,
my senior year in high school, won the national championship.
Yeah, they showed me around the works. I went to my first game about a month ago in Knoxville. It was a good bit of fun. Not a bad time to go either. Dustin Kearns, congratulations on the win last night. We will have to catch up again sometime soon.
Always great being on. And as always, go Mountaineers, take the stairs.